Some of this reaction was predictable. You have supporters of the former president saying this is a political weaponization prosecution, which is the Justice Department and the special counsel using the levers of power in the justice system to try to dethrone the Republican frontrunner to take on President Biden next year. You have any number of Democrats saying that this was all so very predictable. And you had the former president obscuring and obstructing justice and keeping records he shouldn't have kept. Let's put the predictable stuff aside. What's unpredictable is what happens in court next. There's a 3 p.m. arraignment in Miami on Tuesday, but all of this is uncharted waters. The first formal federal prosecution of a former president, it's quite possible this case goes to a judge appointed by Trump himself.
Well, former President Trump is, of course, comparing his case to that of President Biden. How is this case different from the current president's?
Well, there is a special counsel investigating the records found in President Biden's possession or near one of his places of business or residence. Robert Herr, the former federal prosecutor here in Maryland, is that special counsel. He hasn't said a word about what's going on in that probe, nor has Jack Smith said a word about what's going on in the investigation of Trump. What we know about Tuesday's court appearance came from Donald Trump, but there is a deep, to put it charitably, asymmetry between the accusations. The president's supporters say that he quickly, immediately handed back any records he wasn't supposed to have. Donald Trump's going to be accused of necessarily obstructing justice and trying to evade and keep those records even after being subpoenaed to get them back.